The American flag as we know it has undergone many changes, says Earl Williams.
The flag evolved. Mm-hmm. It evolved from an unofficial flag to an official flag. When it comes to the unofficial, we can't say who was the person who created that, but the first person to use it was John Paul Jones, who was a lieutenant in the Continental Navy. And he claimed that in December of 1775, he raised on his ship a flag with 13 stripes. There were 7 red stripes and 6 white stripes. And in the upper left-hand corner, that's called a canton, the Union Jack of Great Britain was displayed.
Williams calls himself a paleovexillologist, an expert on old flags, and he says each has a story to tell. Those 13 stripes represent the solidarity of the 13 states and their opposition to British rule.
That was the flag that George Washington used the very next month at his headquarters in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And it was picked up by the different colonies throughout 1776.
It was the unofficial national flag of independence on July 4, 1776. The first official flag came later and was created by Congressman Francis Hopkinson of New Jersey.
And that flag became official on June the 14th of 1777. That was 11 months after the Declaration of Independence.
Hopkinson was an artist and graphic designer. His flag was initially meant for the U.S. Navy.
Evidence shows that he designed 2 flags, and possibly 3. One for America, one for the Navy, and possibly one for the Army artillery.
While no sketches of the first flag were ever found, there are drawings of the seals Hopkinson designed. In one seal, the U.S. flag shows 13 stripes, 7 white and 6 red. For the Navy, the red stripes are on the top and the bottom to make them visible at sea. In a letter to the Congress, Hopkinson wrote,
"I designed the flag of the United States, the Great Seal, the Treasury Seal, which is on the front of the dollar bill."
For his work, Hopkinson asked for payment in wine, 28 gallons worth, or a little less than 110 liters. Not much was known about Hopkinson's role because most of his original documents were lost until the 1970s. By then, Betsy Ross, who had sewn the first flag for George Washington, had herself become a national icon.
That story was really a story that the family claimed was true, that they had heard this story. That story was not in the public domain during the Revolution.
The Betsy Ross story was first told in the 1870s, but few ever really questioned the claim because so little was known about the origins of the real creator of the Stars and Stripes. But now you know. Nicoleta Ilić, VOA News.